奉主耶稣圣名，在这里跟大家分享圣经的道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I share the word of God with everyone here.
感谢神的恩典，我们这次我们高中班的神训班在博文教会一起开。
And we really thank God that this year that the Regional High School Theological Seminar could be held here at Baldwin Park Church.
从礼拜天晚上开始，我们有三十几位的学生加辅导员，一共有十几位的人在这里要一起生活两个礼拜。
And starting from last Sunday, we have had 30-something students plus the counselors, about 40-something people here to worship God.
那这次他们要学习的主题是要活在神的话语里。
And this time their theme is to live in the Word of God.
那小弟要跟我们的学员来分享要怎样过一个丰盛的生命。
And so I was to teach how to live an abundant life.
所以今天早上呢，想要用丰盛的生命做题目跟大家来查考。
And so this morning I wanted to use the topic A Life of Abundance as our mutual sharing.
我们知道人的生命其实是每个人都不一样的。
So we know that everyone's life is very different.
有人的生命很精彩。
Some people's lives are very interesting.
有人的生命很平淡。
Some people's lives are very plain.
但是很精彩的生命不见得是很丰盛的。
But a very interesting life is not a very abundant, is not necessarily a very abundant life.
我们今天每一个人的生活当中都有做不完的事。
In everyone's life, we have a number of things that we are unable to finish.
我们每一个人每一天一睁开眼睛，就有每一件你要去完成的工作。
Every day when we wake up, we have a list of things that we need to complete.
我们如果是在上班的人，我们每一天在工作场合里面都要面对。所以工作所要给你的要求。
And then if we work, then we have to go and do the things that our job requires of us.
那如果是家庭主妇，每天起来一件事接着一件事，也是忙不停。
And then as parents or head of the household, we have a lot of things that we need to do every day.
所以有人说生命是什么呢
？And so some people say, what is life?
生命就是一生有忙不完的事情的总结。
And people say that a life is at the end.It is a life that is filled with unfinishable tasks.
所以有人很精彩，可是不见得很丰盛。
And so some people have very interesting lives, but it is not very abundant.
有的可能是很平淡的生活，可是却也有很丰盛的内涵。
And some people may have very plain lives, but they are very abundant in life.
就看我们在这个世上有没有找到目标，有没有知道生命的意义。
And then so the question is whether or not we find our purpose in life.
那这个生命的目标跟意义不是从这个世界来的。
And so the purpose and meaning of life does not come from this world.
一定是跟神有关系的。
It has to come through God.
所以什么是丰盛的生命？
And so what is an abundant life?
其实圣经里面有给我们一个很清楚的教导。
And so the Bible gives us a very clear teaching.
圣经也留下我们，给我们一些很好的榜样，让我们来效法，让我们来思想。
And the Bible also gives us some very good examples for us to learn from and to model after.
那今天早上我们一起来想想主耶稣的教导。
And so today, let us think about the teachings of Jesus Christ.
来看看在创世里面所留下约瑟的榜样。
And then we look at the example left behind by Joseph in the Old Testament.
我们就知道说什么叫做丰盛的生命。
And we will know what it means to have an abundant life.
生命有一个现实。
And so in life, there's a
有一个。Reality.
There's a reality.
就是生命的现实是什么呢
？And so, what is the reality of life?
就是生命其实很多时候是没有办法从这个世界得到满足的。
It is that most times we cannot receive satisfaction from this world.
我们如果现在看一下《传道书》第一章
，If we look at Ecclesiastes chapter one,
传道书第一章
，Ecclesiastes chapter one,
我们如果看第十二节。十二节
，and we look at verse 12.
传道书一章十二节
，chapter one verse 12.
他说：“我传道者在耶路撒冷做过以色列的王。”十三节
，verse 13.
我专心用智慧寻求查究天下所做的一切事，乃知神教世人所经历的是极重的劳苦。我们现在跳过去看第十六节
，and we look at verse 16.
我心里议论说：“我得了大智慧，胜过我以前在耶路撒冷的众人。”而且我心中多经历智慧和知识的事，十七。
Seventeen.
我又专心查明智慧、狂妄和愚昧，乃知这也是捕风。 十八节。
18。
因为多有智慧，就多有愁烦；加增知识的，就加增忧伤。那这一段所罗门王他的智慧话语。
And so here is the wise speakings of Solomon.
那所罗门是一个有智慧的王室哦，是很多人都知道的。
And so the fact that Solomon was a wise king is a fact that everybody knows.
那他的这些信息里面，让我们提到一个，那人间的知识跟智慧其实没有办法让生命更丰盛的。
And so here he brings up a point that worldly wisdom and knowledge it cannot bring us a more abundant life.
虽然他有大智慧，有大聪明，让很多人很羡慕。
And even though he had great wisdom and great knowledge, and everybody envied him,
他自己也知道他跟别人都不一样。
And he knew himself that he was different from others.
这个智慧是从神来的。
That this wisdom it came from God.
可是他最后他也是发现说这是虚空捕风。
But at the end, he still knows that it is all vanity.
为什么
？Why？
因为他说其实加增知识的其实就是多有愁烦。
Because he says, for in much wisdom is much grief.
那知识越多的越多忧伤。
And he who increases in knowledge increases sorrow.
所以你看今天很多人懂得越多的他越害怕。
And so you look at those who know a lot today.
就是知道这个世界要怎么演变的人他心里面就会有一个阴影，这个世界不知道怎么办。
And so the people who understand more, they start to think about what is this world coming to.
你像有知识的人知道说吃这个东西会怎么样，
and then so
就不敢吃了。
So people with more knowledge, they know that if you eat certain foods, it's not good, so they don't dare to eat it.
但是有些人他不知道，他就享受这些食物啊，吃得很高兴啊。
And then some people who do not know these things, then they just partake of this food very happily.
所以其实知识带给人的是，我们知道很多，但是不见得。会让我们变得很喜乐，生命很丰盛的。
And so in this knowledge, we may know a lot, but it doesn't necessarily bring us joy.
生命的满足不是从这个物质世界里面可以得到的。
And so satisfaction does not come from these physical things.
在日光之下，物质上的享受，不管是高级的文化活动，或者是很低俗的吃喝玩乐。
And so everything under the sun, whether it is it is very high class cultural learning, or whether it is what we just eat and drink.
现在是这个，在这个社会上有所谓的比较高档的跟比较低档的生活。
There are those who have a higher standard of living, and those who have a lower standard of living.
你看高档的生活就是穿西装打领带到音乐厅里面去听古典音乐的。
And so for those who are in more high classes, they will wear a tuxedo and go listen to the orchestra.
那有的人是就是。打工的他就到餐厅里面吃饭喝酒，他就觉得很满足了。
But then those who work harder, then they perhaps will just go to a restaurant and go to a bar.
但其实不管什么样的生活，最后都有一个结论。
But whatever their life, at the end there is one conclusion.
就是虚空捕风。
It is that it is folly and grasping for the wind.
所以有些人他在享受了一顿美食之后，他觉得其实也没有什么。
And then so some people, after they go and enjoy this thing, then they realize that it wasn't that great after all.
听了一场音乐会，又看了一场很美的展览之后，也觉得不过就是这样子而已啊。
Perhaps after they go to listen to a great symphony or they go watch a play, then they'll think, well, at the end, it's just the same.
那这件事情在《传道书》第二章里面，所罗门也这样讲。
And so in Ecclesiastes chapter 2, Solomon says,
你看第一节他说，我心里说，来吧，我以喜乐来试试你，你好享福，谁知这也是虚空。
You read in verse 1, he says, I said in my heart, come now, I will test you with mirth, therefore enjoy pleasure.
第三节说，我心里查究，如何用酒使我肉体舒畅。
And in verse 3, he says, I searched my heart, how to gratify my flesh with wine.
但是最后他还是一直找到最后，他也觉得一切都是虚空了。
And so he searched and searched, but at the end, he still felt that all was vanity.
那所以他在所罗门他自己本身来说，他在当世代有最高的享受。
And so at that time, Solomon said himself that he had the best enjoyments of that time.
你看他第十节这样说啊。
You see in verse 10.
凡我眼所求的，没有留下不给他的；我心所乐的，没有禁止不享受的。
He said, "Whatever my eyes desired, I did not keep from them. I did not withhold my heart from any pleasure."
但是最后他觉得这个其实也是虚空。
But at the end, he still felt that this was all vanity.
所以第十一节说。
And so in verse 11, he says,
我查看我所经营的一切事跟我劳碌所成的功呢，谁知都是虚空，都是捕风，在日光之下毫无益处。
And so he says, then I looked on all the works that my hands had done and on the labor in which I had toiled. And indeed, all was vanity and grasping for the wind. There was no profit under the sun.
生命的满足绝对不是从这个物质世界来的。
And so abundance of life, it does not come, the satisfaction of life does not come from the material things.
生命还有一个很严重的现实就是生命其实很短暂,很有限制的。
And another reality of life is that life is very short, it is very limited.
不管一个人自己觉得他生命很精彩还是很平淡。
And it does not matter whether a person thinks that their life is very exciting or very plain.
最多就是那么几十年而已。
At the end, it is only a few decades long.
所以你看摩西的诗歌四篇九十篇才说，你看人一生七十岁强壮到八十，但是其中所经夸的不过就是劳苦愁烦。
And so Moses says in his psalm, in Psalm 90, he says that the days of a man's life are 70 years. If by reason of strength they are 80, but their only boasting is of the suffering that they go through.
人如果眼睛一闭起来，就像如飞而去，就好像飞走了，就不见了。
And so once man's eyes closed, it was like they were never here and they are gone.
一下子而已了。
And it is like a blink of an eye that it just disappears.
所以其实人的生命很短暂。
And so man's life is very, very fleeting.
就算可以活到130岁了。
Even if you can last until you are 130 years old.
其实按照现在的科技, 有人说也许以后的世代可能活到120岁。
And so people have said that according to science today, people may begin to live up to 120 years old.
但是就算能够活到100多岁,
but even if you are able to live past 100 years old,
创世纪第47章里面, 雅各他自己说, 他活到130岁,
And in Genesis chapter 47, Jacob says himself that he lived until he was past 100, but he still felt that the days were short.
所以其实生命你说几十年,几百年,到最后都会过去。
And so life, we say it's a few decades, or if you even say a few hundred, it still passes very quickly.
你看因为时间会一直往前推进啊。
Because time continues to pass forward.
只要我们把一件事情定一个时间,有一天就会到。
As long as we set a time for something, the time will come one day.
你看我们年轻的时候可能给自己下了一个人生的目标。
For example, when we were young, perhaps we made a life goal.
我到40岁的时候要完成什么样的,有什么样成就。
When I turn 40 years old, I want to have these accomplishments.
真的有一天40岁就会到。
And then one day, 40 years old, you will turn.
我们一定要活得够久了。
And of course, we must live long enough.
但是这个时间有一天就是会到。
But one day, this time will come.
表示说, 这个时间其实很快就会到了，在不知不觉当中，我们所定的时间就来了。
And very quickly, without us realizing it, this time that we have set will arrive upon us.
那当这个时间到的时候，
And so when this time comes upon us,
也就是说，圣经里面说，今天每一个人都有一个极限。
It is like
圣经说有一个，每一个人都有一个极限，就是一个限制。
And every, the Bible says that everyone has this limit.
那这个限制就是死亡来到。And
this limit it is when death comes.
所以当死亡来到的时候，其实不管是 自己认为很精彩的、很平淡的生活，都是一个结束了。
And so when death comes, whether you live an exciting life or you live a plain life, it all comes to a close.
所以说，我们看《传道书》第2章的第14节。
And so if we look at Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 14.
14节说：“智慧人的眼目光明，愚昧人在黑暗里面行。我却看明有一件事情，这两等人都必遇见的。”
Verse 14, the wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walks in darkness. Yet I myself perceive that all the same event happens to all of them.
如果愚昧人也会遇见的，那智慧人也会遇见。他说：“那我哪里更有智慧？”
And so it says that if the wise man and the foolish man will both experience it, then why am I wise?
第16节说，
And then verse 16 says,
他说：“其实智慧人死亡跟愚昧人无异啊，是没有差别的。”
And he says that there is no difference between those of the wise and those of the fool.
所以，其实今天人的生命一个极限来到的时候，不管你再怎么样聪明，最后都是离开了。
And so in man's life today, whenever that time comes, you will still depart from this earth, no matter how smart you are.
因此，这个就是生命的现实，每一个人都要去面对。
And so this is a reality of life. Everyone must face it.
在死亡面前，每个人都平等。
In front of death, everyone is equal.
要王公将相，以及乞丐。 无家可归人都一样。
And then whether you are a king or you are a beggar, it is all the same.
所以今天我们每一个人都要了解这个事实。
And so today we must all recognize this reality.
那这个有限的生命里面却是我们人无法掌握的。
And then so in life there are also some things that we cannot control.
没有人能够掌握生命，没有人能够掌握死亡。
There is no one who can control when life comes and when life goes.
看传道书8章8节。
We look at Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 8.
传道书8章8节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 8.
无人有权力掌管生命，将生命留住；无人有权力掌管使其，这场征战无人能免。
And it says, no one has power over the spirit to retain the spirit. No one has power in the day of death. There is no release from that war.
在约伯记里面呢，他有一句话说了，凡是妇人所生的，不但是日子短少，而且是多有患难。
And so in Job, there is a verse that says that all that is born, they have short days, and it is filled with sorrow.
那是在约伯记14章的第一节。
And it is Job chapter 14, verse 1.
今天我们每个人都是妈妈生下来的。
And so today, we are all born of women.
那每个人日子都短少。
And so all of us are a few days.
我们生命里面充满患难。
And our days are full of trouble.
神界定了人的年限，以及人所住的疆界。
And so God knows the days of man's lives, and what man will do.
所以其实今天我们每一个人都不知道明天会发生什么事啊。
And so today we do not know what will happen tomorrow.
所以我们对生命其实有充满很多不确定感，在将来我们是不知道的。
And so towards our life we have a lot of uncertainty.
在这个肉体的生命里面，有时候我们还会遇到病痛。
And sometimes in this physical life we will meet up with a physical ailment.
其实有时候死亡来到是突然之间的。
And sometimes life, death when it comes, it is very sudden.
我们要能够珍惜生命。
And we must learn to cherish life.
我们有一个弟兄啊，有一个廖弟兄，他的父亲呢、啊，在上个月 突然离世。
And we have a brother whose father passed away 3 months ago.
上个月而已。Last month.
Oh, last month.
那他离世的时候，他当然是因为生病。
And so when he passed away, it was because he was ill.
但是他的生病，他的病本身，他并没有想到说会这么快就走。
But they did not expect that he would depart so quickly.
他本来还在计划说，等到病比较好的时候要参加他儿子的婚礼。
And he had planned that when he was a little better, he would go and attend his son's wedding.
一直在考虑那个时间，怎么样让他自己有一个最好的精神来参加他儿子的婚礼。
And they kept trying to find the best time that he would have a little more energy so to go to attend his son's wedding.
他的太太本身也不觉得说他的先生会这么快就走。
And his wife did not expect that her husband would depart so quickly.
所以他太太在他先生生病的期间还是很努力的去做生意赚钱啊。
And so,
为了要维持这个家庭。
And his wife was continuing to work hard to provide for the family.
他想说也许再过一段时间比较好的时候，也许还可以有一些机会可以相处。
And so they thought that perhaps after when there's a little more time that we can still communicate a little more.
但是就在他认为说他的身体其实越来越不错的时候
，But then at the time when he started thinking that his physical body was getting a little better,
他的生命就到此结束了。
At that time his life ended.
他就有一天早上出去走路而已啊。
There's one day that he went outside to go take a walk.
照他正常的生活作息，出去外面去走路，去散步。
And he was going according to his daily schedule. He went outside to go take a walk.
散步回来的时候
，When he came home from his
walk, 他发现他身体不舒服，心脏觉得怪怪的。
He felt that his body felt funny, and his heart was it felt odd.
赶快把他送到医院去。
And so they immediately sent him to the hospital.
到急诊室去的时候
，When he went to the emergency room,
医生就叫他说：“你马上出院了。
”And the doctor said, "You can leave the hospital."
马上住院的时候。在一个小时里面就死了。
You stay in the hospital now, and then within an hour he passed away.
因为他的肿瘤突然爆开。
Because this tumor had burst.
他的内脏，他的急速大量内出血，没有办法救回来。
And so he began to hemorrhage, and so it was impossible for them to save him.
他的家人完全没有预期说就是这样走了。
And so his family was not prepared for him to suddenly go.
事后，小弟去探望他这个家庭。
And so afterward, I had gone to go visit this family.
他的太太就觉得非常的遗憾。
And this wife, she was very sorrowful.
她说，她连在生病的时间，我都没有办法有时间去陪她。
And she said that when he was still by my side, I did not have time to go and be with him.
现在他已经走了。
And now he is already gone.
她就面对的是一个空旷的房子里面，她有很多她的回忆。
And so now she faces this empty house full of memories.
她说早知道。
And she said, if I knew this earlier,
我就把这个店放着，我就去陪他了。
I would have put this restaurant, this store aside, and I would have gone to go be with him.
因为他知道什么是最宝贵的。
Because she knows what is the most precious.
生命是最宝贵的。
Life is the most precious.
但是生命却又是没有人可以掌握。
But life is something that no man can control.
所以面对这个生命的现实，我们一定要有一个积极的看法。
And so facing this reality of life, we must have an urgent stance.
我们听过很多人的故事。
We have heard many people's stories.
但是如果我们没有谨慎，这一些 故事可能会重复在我们的身上。
But if we are not careful, then perhaps these stories will repeat themselves on us.
然后我们再把我们的故事再跟别人讲，别人还是一样不会得到这个教训。
And then we will tell our stories to others, and they will still not listen.
那这个叫做日光之下没有新鲜事。
And so this says that there is nothing new under the sun.
但是如果一个有智慧的人
，But if we are one with for a wise person,
知道什么真的叫做丰盛的生命
，And really knows what it means to have an abundant
life, 那么他就会掌握
，Then he will grab hold of this opportunity.
他真的付出去掌握它。就可以发现说，其实生命是有限时、有极限的，没错。
And he will go out and realize that there is life does have these limits.
但是我们可以借着圣经教导我们的方法，去让这个生命变得很有意义、很丰盛。
But through the Bible, we can make our life more abundant and more fulfilling.
我们现在看传道书第十二章。
We look at Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
在旧约时代里面。圣经里面告诉我们什么叫做有价值的生命。
And so in the Old Testament, it tells, the Bible tells us what it is to have a life of value.
十二章第一节。
Chapter 12, verse 1.
他说你要趁着年幼衰败的日子尚未来到，就是你说我毫无喜乐的那些年日未曾临近之先，当纪念造你的主。
And he says, remember now your creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come, and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them.
这里是传道书他在要结束以前呢，他的提醒。
And so this is a reminder before the closing of the book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书其实是对一个信神的人所说的话。
And Ecclesiastes is words spoken to one who believes in God.
所以今天如果我们从传道书看人生，我们第一个前提一定是要先相信有神。
And so if we use Ecclesiastes to look at life, we must first believe that there is a God.
传道者是要讲道理给谁听
？The preacher, who does he speak to?
要讲给那个相信神的人。
The preacher speaks to those who believe in God.
因为如果不相信神的人，讲什么道理都没有用。
Because if you speak these words to one who does not believe in God, it is pointless.
所以其实传道书本身它是写给属神的选民。
And so Ecclesiastes is written to God's people.
真的敬畏神的人才看得到。
And only those who really worship God can see it.
所以它的结论是说，我们今天要趁着还有年幼衰败的日子还没有到以前。要纪念我们的神。
And so his conclusion is that in the days of our youth, before we become too weak, we must remember our Creator.
因为如果知道我们的生命是从神来的
，because if we know that our life comes from God,
那么我们要怎么让我们的生命怎么变有丰盛有意义是跟神有关系的
？Then we know that how to make our life full of meaning and to be more abundant, it has to do with God.
所以你看那个传道书里面，他这样子劝诫年轻人呢、啊。
And so we see that Ecclesiastes, he encourages young people.
我们要把握机会，就是为什么在年轻的时候，教会要花这么多的资源来教育我们这些年轻学子。
That we must take the opportunity when we are young, which is why our church has so many activities for the young youth.
那所以我们要能够真的明白怎么样去过一个丰盛的、有丰盛的人生。
And so we must truly learn how to live a life of abundance.
那再看第十二章的第十二节。
And then we look at
十二节
，Chapter 12, verse 12。
我儿，还有一层啊，你当受劝诫，著书多没有穷尽，读书多身体疲倦。
He says, and further, my son, be admonished by these of making many books. There is no end, and much study is wearisome to the flesh.
这是所罗门王他本身他的经历啊。
And so this is through Solomon's own experiences.
他说是的，今天很多人在追求学问。
And so yes, many people pursue after much knowledge.
在认识想要得到有关于神的知识。
And they want to study wisdom pertaining to God.
但是真的，他说像这里所说的。
But here it says,
著书多没有穷尽，没有这个这些学问，人间的事情一直都会持续下来，没有一个尽头，好像没有一个尽头、啊。
That there is no end to making of books, which means there is no end to the knowledge.
当然其实是有的，等到这个天地结束的时候，就通通结束了。
Of course, there is an end, but it seems like there is no end.
但是对我们每一个人来说，我们在活着的时候，总觉得说还有很多东西我不知道，还要继续追求的。
But to each of us today, living in this world, it seems like every day we can learn something new.
因为人其实是有这个探究真理的欲望。
Because man has this idea that they want to search after the truth.
但是这个一定要有一个节制。
But there must be a control, self-control.
那个节制在哪里
？Where is this control?
最后他第十三节这样说。
At the end, in verse 13, he says.
其实真的生命最重要的目的就是要敬畏神，守他的诫命。
At the end of the day, the most important thing is to fear God and keep His commandments.
这是人当尽的本分。
And this is what man should do.
而且还要记住一件事。
And then we must remember one other thing.
第十四节
，verse 14，
人所做的事情，一切 连一切隐藏的事，不管是善是恶，神都必审问。
God will bring into every work, will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil.
所以这里从传道书里面所看到的积极有价值的人生是什么？
And so from here, from Ecclesiastes, what can we see that a life of meaning has?
知道说我们是从神来的。
Is that we know that we come from God.
我的生命是神造的。
Is that my life is created by God.
所以他是我的主。
And so he is my Lord.
那我的本分是要敬畏他，守他的命令。
And so my duty is to fear God and keep his commandments.
我可以安排我的生活。
I can arrange my life.
我可以做我要做的事。
I can do what I want to do.
但是将来每一件事情神都要审问我。
But at the end, God will bring every work that I have done into judgment.
所以如果一个会敬畏神、守神诫命的人，
And so for a person who fears God and keeps God's commandments,
他已经想到将来 有审判。
Then he knows that there is a judgment for, at the end.
那我要怎么做呢？
And so what will he do?
我就是要在审判的时候我没有亏欠，我可以坦然无惧在神面前。
That in judgment, I want to be unashamed in front of God.
那这个就是有价值的生命，因为将来会面对一个审判。
And so this is a meaningful life.
那这个有价值的生命，从约伯记里面也有一个很清楚的介绍。
And so this type of valuable life, it also has another introduction in Job.
今天有很多人在寻求生命的意义。
Today, many people search after the meaning of life.
很多人在找什么叫智慧。
Many people look to see what does it mean to have wisdom.
去哪里去找啊？
And so how do you search for wisdom?
我们现在来看一些经节，我们就比较了解。
So we look at a few verses, and we will be able to see more clearly.
我们看约伯记二十八章。
Let us look at Job chapter 28.
约伯记二十八章。
Job 28.
二十八章，我们如果看第十二节。
If we look at verse 12 in chapter 28.
第十二节这里说：“然而智慧有何处可寻？聪明之处在哪里呢？”
Verse 12 says, "But where can wisdom be found, and where is the place of understanding?"
从十二节开始，你就看到说他在比较这个智慧跟聪明啊，不是用物质的东西可以去买的。
And then, so starting from verse 12, it starts talking about how wisdom and understanding cannot be bought by money.
第十八节特别说智慧的价值胜过珍珠。
And then in verse 18, it says that the price of wisdom is above rubies.
金金也不可以跟它比较，第十九节。
And then in verse 19, it cannot be valued in pure gold.
他就知道说这个很珍贵，但是找不到哪里找。
And so they know that it is very precious, but they are unable to find it.
在第二十节又讲一次。
In verse 20, it says it again.
智慧从何处来呢？
From where then does wisdom come?
聪明之处在哪里呢？
And where is the place of understanding?
结果第二十二节说啊。
And then verse 22 says,
灭没和死亡说我们曾经风闻其名。
Destruction and death say we have heard a report about it with our ears.
灭亡跟死亡曾经说我们知道这个智慧，我们也听过智慧跟聪明哦。
And so destruction and death say that they have heard of wisdom.
然后呢，第二十三节。
And then verse 23.
他最后说，神明白智慧的道路，晓得智慧的所在。
And it says God understands its way and he knows its place.
从二十四节、二十五节、二十六节在讲这个神，他在这个自然界里面所定下的定律了。
And so from verse 24 to 25 to 26, it's the order that God has put in things.
看二十七节。
We look at verse 27.
那时他看见智慧，而且述说，他坚定，并且查究。
Verse 27. Then he saw wisdom and declared it. He prepared it indeed and searched it out.
二十八节，他对人说：“敬畏主就是智慧，远离恶便是聪明。”
28. And to man he said, "Behold, the fear of the Lord that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding."
这个他是谁呢？
And so who is he?
他其实就是第二十三节讲的神明白，神知道。
And so when it says he, it is referring to in verse 23, God understands his way and he knows its place.
这个就是神对人的指示。
And so this is what God has told man.
我们今天要能够得到丰盛的生命，我们先一定要得到这个智慧。
And so today, for man to have an abundant life, we must first receive this wisdom.
这个智慧就是什么？就是敬畏主。
And so what is this wisdom? It is to fear the Lord.
这个聪明就是远离恶事。
And this understanding is to depart from evil.
如果我们明白了，他说这一些了解比金金珍珠更宝贵啊。
And so if we understand this, this is more precious than gold or rubies.
所以真正的价值，生命的价值在神那里才找得到，神才知道。
And so true value in life, we can only find it in God.
神会告诉我们，神会指示我们。
And God will tell us and he will show us.
什么是智慧，什么叫聪明。
What is wisdom and what is understanding?
所以这里所讲的跟传道书里面所讲的结论是一样的。
And so the conclusion from here and the conclusion in Ecclesiastes is the same.
说就是我们人一定要 敬畏神，远离恶事。
Which is that we must fear the Lord and depart from evil.
那这个恶事当然就是神不喜欢的事。
And so from evil, departing from evil, these evil things are the things which God does not like.
这是从旧约圣经里面所看到有价值的生命。
And so this is how we can see what a meaningful life is from the Old Testament.
那今天我们活在这个新约的恩典时代里。
And so today we live in the New Testament in the time of grace.
特别是今天我们弟兄姐妹坐在这里。
Especially today, all our brothers and sisters are sitting here.
我们来这边是来敬拜耶稣基督。
We come here to worship Jesus Christ.
来遵守他所吩咐我们要遵守的诫命。
To keep the commandments which He has given to us to keep.
然后来享受他所赐的日子。
And to enjoy the day which He has given us.
所以今天我们在主耶稣基督里面都有一个丰盛的生命。
And so today, in Jesus Christ, we all have an abundant life.
我们如果没有丰盛的生命，我们就不会来这里了。
If we do not have an abundant life, we would not come here.
我们可能会选择到餐馆去吃饭，吃一顿丰盛的午餐。
Perhaps we would choose to go to a restaurant and have a nice meal.
我们可能会到电影院去看一部最新的电影。
Perhaps we would go to the movie theater and watch the newest movie.
或者我们可能到各处去旅行去看各地的风光。
Or perhaps we go out to go vacation and have to go take a look at all the scenery.
但是今天我们都选择来坐在这里。
But today we have all chosen to come here. And
因为在耶稣基督里面。
Because in Jesus Christ.
我们知道什么叫做有丰盛的生命。
We know what it means to have an abundant life.
你看耶稣基督他这样宣告。
And we know that Jesus Christ, he proclaimed.
他说他来了要让羊得生命，而且得的丰盛的生命。
And he said that I come to give you life, yes, more abundant life.
在约翰福音第十章。
In John chapter 10,
第十节这样说。
Verse 10,
约翰福音十章十节。
John chapter 10, verse 10,
盗贼来无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏，我来了要叫羊得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly.
耶稣基督来要叫人得生命。
And Jesus Christ came down to give life to men.
所以主耶稣来到人间的时候，首先对这个生命有一个很清楚的教导。
And so when Jesus came, he first gave a very clear teaching on life.
主耶稣让告诉我们说，人生命的价值在哪里。
And Jesus told us where the value of life is.
我们人生命的价值不在于家道丰富，不在于你拥有很多财物。
And he told us that man's value in life it does not come from having a lot of possessions.
这是主耶稣在路加福音第十二章他对一个人所说的。
And this is what Jesus told somebody in Luke chapter 12.
看路加福音第十二章。
We look at Luke chapter 12.
这是到第十五节的地方。
And in verse 15,
这是一个人他请主耶稣来请他跟他的兄弟分家产。
There was a person who came to Jesus to ask him to divide the inheritance.
十五节主耶稣对众人说了。
Verse 15, Jesus said to all of them,
你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
He said, take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses.
那什么叫做生命人的生命不在乎家道丰富呢？
And so, what does it mean that for one's life does not consist in the abundance of things he possesses.
主耶稣这样讲的时候，其实如果主耶稣没有接下去用比喻来说明，很多人可能听不懂。
And so Jesus Christ, if he did not continue with a parable at this point, perhaps many people would not have understood him.
所以第十六节主耶稣就用比喻了。
So in verse 16, he used a parable.
他的比喻就是这个无知财主的比喻了。
He uses parable to talk about this rich man.
那这个财主他有很多的粮食，很多财物。
And so this rich man, he had a lot of food and a lot of possessions.
所以十九节他说他我现在可以安安逸逸的吃喝快乐啊。
And so 19, he says that I can now take ease, eat, drink, and be merry.
那其实他的生命这样的生命，其实在神面前是很不丰盛的，很贫瘠的。
But his life in front of God is very unfulfilled.
真正在神面前的富足不是这样。
And to be rich in front of God, it is not like this.
所以第二十一节他说，为自己积财，在神面前不富足的也是这样。
So in verse 21, he says, so is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God.
所以一个真正的在耶稣面前有丰盛生命的，不在于说他今天拥有多少物质。
And so one who truly has an abundant life in front of God is not one who has a lot of possessions.
很多时候物质的享受会让我们迷失了我们生命真正的意义。
And many times these lots of possessions will cause us to lose the true meaning value of our life.
我们就会觉得说啊，我今天如果物质很丰富哦，我不愁吃穿了，我就觉得很满足了，很不错了。
And sometimes we will feel that as long as I do not lack what I need to eat or what I put on my what I wear, then I'm pretty satisfied. I don't lack anything.
那其实你就仔细想想。
And then if you think about it,
最后我会觉得说啊，好像也好像不 永远就觉得不够，不满足。
Sometimes you will find that you feel that you always do not have enough.
但是一个人如果认识耶稣以后啊，都不一样了。
But after a person comes to know Jesus Christ, then it is different.
我们有一个弟兄啊。
And we have a church brother.
几年前来信主的时候。
A few years ago when he came to believe in Christ.
他的生活其实也是蛮精彩的。
That he had a pretty exciting life.
他的事上也蛮有成就的。
And he had quite a bit of accomplishments.
他曾经被邀请到白宫里面去跟总统吃午餐。
And he had been asked to go to the White House before to have lunch with the president.
因为他 在音乐上有很高的造诣，也有 很好的名声。
Because he was a very good musician who had a very good reputation in that.
他被邀请去白宫吃饭的时候，他觉得哎很不错啊，他觉得他上面说起都过来就有风了。
And so when he went to go have lunch with the president, he thought he was pretty good.
你说我们今天在座，哪有几个人去过白宫？
And so among us here sitting today, how many of us have been to the White House?
我说跟总统吃饭是什么滋味啊？
And so we don't know what it is like to have lunch with the president.
其实重点不在那个吃啊，吃的也没有什么好吃的。
And the important thing is not based on the meal because the meal is probably nothing special.
他说吃的其实也不会比我们中餐馆煮的还好吃。不会了，不会比我们自己餐馆吃的好吃的。
And he said that the meal wasn't any better than going to any restaurant.
但只是说，因为他是被邀请去，所以他被肯定了，他是有一定的价值。
But it was because he was invited that he felt special.
所以他以前他也觉得说，这个叫做有价值的人生，有丰盛的人生。
And so he felt that he was living a life that had value.
哎，等到他来信主以后
，Until he came to believe in Jesus Christ，
他的生命就有一个很大的转变。
Then his life had a very big change.
他后来自己说啊。他跟小丽这样见证。
And then he testified to me saying,
他说我现在看到什么真正的幸福。
And he said, I see what it now is to be truly blessed.
那真正的幸福就是我今天可以在家里面可以跟我的妻子快活度日。
To be truly happy, to be truly blessed, it is that I can live with my wife at home.
然后我有自己的小孩，我可以看着他成长。
And then I have my own children, I can watch them grow up.
然后呢教会有聚会的时候，我们就全家到教会聚会敬拜神。
And then when church has service, then our whole family can go together to worship God.
然后有空的时候，可以陪着家人这样在住家附近散散步、走走路、聊聊天，他都觉得哇，这很满足了。
And then when we have some time, that we can go out, take a walk, and then just be with our family. And he said that this is very fulfilling.
他以前觉得在麦当劳打工很没有出息。
And he used to think that working at McDonald's, he was not very accomplished.
但是后来他发现说，他今天如果在主耶稣里面，即使在麦当劳打工，他是觉得很有意义的。
But he found that if today, after believing in Jesus Christ, even if he was working at McDonald's, he would feel that his life is still meaningful.
不是说因为在麦当劳打工，这个做一个很这样的工作，让他觉得有价值。
It is not that working at McDonald's has given his life value.
而是因为他在耶稣基督里面找到真正的生命的意义。
But it is because in Jesus Christ he has found the true meaning.
因为当他明白真理以后，
Because after he has come to understand the truth,
他发现说在主里面有很多事情是很多心里的满足是物质没办法填满的。
He found that many things in the heart cannot be fulfilled by the material possession.
他知道什么叫做有意义的。
And he knew what it meant to have meaning.
因为他眼睛打开了。
Because his eyes have been opened.
他看到他以前的生活，哎呀，其实是很罪恶。
And then he sees the life that he used to have, and it was very sinful.
后来他跟小丽见证了。
And then so he testified to me saying,
他说，如果一般人从外表看不出来。他心里在想什么？
And he said that most people, if they look at me from the outside, they cannot see what I am thinking.
真的只有人，只有神看到人的心呢、啊。
And truly, only God sees into man's heart.
我们每一个人都不能够看入人的内心里面的。
None of us can see into another man's heart.
所以很多时候我们看到人穿得很整齐、很绅士，其实内地里面是很误会的。
And so sometimes if we see somebody dressed very well, it doesn't mean sometimes inside they're still very unclean.
他以前觉得没有什么，每个人都这样子。
And then so he used to think that everybody was the same.
等到他来到了主耶稣基督里面以后，
until he came before Jesus Christ,
他发现他以前怎么会这样子？
And then he found how is it that he used to be like this?
因为耶稣进入他的生命里面，带给他的真正的恩典跟真理，
because after,
让他真的得自由。
Because after Jesus Christ came into his life, he brought him true blessing and peace, and he gave him true freedom.
所以主耶稣他说他来要带给人生命，而且要得丰盛的生命。
And so Jesus Christ said that when he comes, he's coming to give life and give it more abundantly.
主耶稣给我们的生命是让我们的眼睛看见的，什么叫做罪恶，什么叫做圣洁。
And so the life that Jesus Christ gives us will allow us to know what is holy and what is evil.
那这个罪恶事实上是有一个方法可以解决的。
And in this evil, there's a way that we can solve it.
所以主耶稣的恩典就是 要让人可以离开罪恶。
And so God's grace is that we are able to depart from this evil.
主耶稣的恩真理就是让我们知道什么叫做不会变的真正有价值。
And so Jesus' truth is that we know what truly has value and
will
not change.
所以在耶稣里面，他带给我们丰盛的生命。
And so in Jesus Christ, He has given us abundant life.
那这个生命是一个新的。
And this life, it is a new life.
不是我们原来有的那个旧生命。
It is not the old life that we used to have.
丰盛的生命是属灵的生命，非常的蓬勃发展。
And this abundant life, it is our spiritual life that has grown.
而不是这个属肉体的生命逐渐凋萎，因为每一个人每一天其实都在向这个衰败灭亡一直前进呢。我们肉体每一天都在一直毁坏。
And our physical body, every day it is being corrupted more and more.
所以今天我们如果有耶稣基督，我们现在就有这个新的生命了。
And so today, if we have Jesus Christ, then we have this new life.
所以约翰一书第五章，我们请看约翰一书第五章说。
And so let us look at 1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书五章。
1 John chapter 5.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
五章十一节说，这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。十二节。
12.
人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。人如果没有神的儿子就没有生命了。
And so he says, if you do not have the Son of God, then you do not have life.
但是反过来，如果有耶稣基督就有生命。
But if we have Jesus Christ, then we do have life.
这是在主耶稣基督里面，他说，我来了要叫羊得生命。
And so this is what Jesus says, he comes to give life.
而且要得丰盛，更丰盛哦。
And they will receive it more abundantly.
就是跟我们以前不一样。
Which means that it is different from the previous life.
好了，现在我们来看什么叫做怎么去知道说一个生命是丰盛还是不丰盛？
And so looking today, how do we know if a life is abundant or not?
生命丰盛到底有什么样的表现？
What kind of manifestation will an abundant life have?
那我们才会有一个目标去追求。
Then we can have a goal to pursue after.
今天一个生命丰盛的表现，第一个一点一定是以神为中心的生活。
And so the first manifestation is that it will be a God-centered life.
因为我们刚才已经讲过了。
Because just now we already said.
这个得到这个生命的智慧是神给的，是跟敬畏神有关系的。
That's having true wisdom. It has to do with fearing God.
所以今天一个人如果会以神为中心
，And so today if a person has a God-centered life,
他凡事会想到有关神的事
，And then they will think about the things that have to do with God.
也就是说，圣经里面在马太福音第六章所说的，要先求神的国跟神的义。
Which means that they are like what it says in Matthew chapter 6, that you must seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
会把神摆在我们生活顺序当中的第一位、第一优先。
That when we prioritize our life, we put God first.
所以，一个生命丰盛的人，他早上起来的时候，他一定会先祷告。
And so for a person who has an abundant life, when they first wake up, they will first pray.
因为他知道我这个生命是神给我的。
Because they know that this life that they have is given to them by God.
今天神让我活着。
That God has allowed me to live today.
一定要让我学习今天所要学的功课。
And so God will allow me to learn what I need to learn today.
那我怎么知道？
And so how do I know?
我要求我的主来告诉我。
So I need to ask my Lord to teach me.
所以每一天都是新的，每一天都是求神指示我们所当行的事。
And so every day is something new, and we ask God to teach us what we should do.
这个叫做以神为中心。
And this is what it means to have a God-centered life.
所以我们一定要养成早上起来的时候一定要祷告神。
And so we must make it a habit to wake up in the morning and pray to God.
在展开这一天生活之前，就一定要先把这一天的生命交给主耶稣基督。
So that before we begin our day, that we give this day over to Jesus Christ.
然后在我们的生命当中，我们的每一天如果这样生活，我们一定会结出果子。
And then in our life, if we live like this, then we will of course bear fruits.
所以真正有丰盛的生命是一定是有结出好行为的果子的。
And so if we live an abundant life, then our life will have good fruits.
今天你看在圣经里面常常用葡萄树啊来比喻一个信徒啊。
And so we often use, we often see the grapevine as a believer.
就是主耶稣在马约翰福音第十五章特别提到说，他是真葡萄树。
And in John chapter 15, Jesus said that he is the true vine.
他说我们都是他的枝子。
And he says that we are all his branches.
那所以今天我们就像一棵葡萄树一样。
And so today we are like this branch of this grapevine.
那这个葡萄树一定要结果子。
And so this grapevine it must produce fruit.
因为葡萄树如果不结果子啊，其实葡萄树是没有用的。
Because if this grapevine does not produce fruit, then it is a useless grapevine.
圣经没有用其他的树哦，来比喻我们每一个人信徒的生命啊。
And so the Bible does not use any other type of tree to as a.
主耶稣特别用葡萄树来比喻啊。
And Jesus used a grapevine specifically.
因为葡萄树就是要结果子。
Because this grapevine it must produce fruit.
而不是有很多叶子。
It does not have. It is not to have a lot of leaves.
今天一棵树如果很丰盛，你就看它结很多果子。如果是果树的话
，Today a fruit tree, if you look at it and it is a very abundant fruit tree, that means it bears a lot of fruit.
所以生命的丰盛不可以。这个树的生命丰盛绝对不是说哦叶子很茂盛。
And so if the tree is abundant, it is not just that it has a lot of leaves.
那所以它一定是要有果子出现，你一定看到它结实累累，哇，看起来就觉得很满足啊。
And so it must have a lot of fruit when it is its season. You look at it and you will be very fulfilled.
那所以主耶稣才会说，如果我们这棵葡萄树会结果子，就是叫做荣耀神。
And then so Jesus says that if this branch, if it bears fruit, then it will glorify God.
看约翰福音十五章。
We look at John chapter 15.
那这个就是生命丰盛的表现。
And so this is a manifestation of having an abundant life.
约翰福音十五章。
John chapter 15.
你们多结第八节。
Verse 8.
你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
Verse 8. By this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples.
要结果子，就是会在我们生活当中有真正行为的改变呢。
And so to bear fruit, it means that we must have a true change in our daily actions.
也就是说，我们把神的话语，神告诉我们，让我们只是我们在生活当中所当行的，我们把它行出来。
Which means that what the word of God that has been passed to us, we must go and live it out.
这个果子是别人看得见的。
And so these fruits are seen by other people.
所以今天我们人每一个这个人的生命本身就是为。会让人觉得说这个人跟别人不同。
And then so in our lives today, that means that others must see that we are different from others.
而不是只是那个话。
It is not just the word.
不是那个名称。
It is not just by name.
所以你看，圣经里面在讲说那个葡萄树啊，一定结果子。如果不结果子，真的是没有用。
And so the Bible tells us that if the grapevine does not bear fruit, then it is useless.
看以西结书十五章。
And we look at Ezekiel.
以西结书十五章
，Ezekiel chapter 15，
第二节
，verse 2，
十五章第二节
，chapter 15 verse 2。
人子啊，葡萄树比别样的树有什么强处呢？葡萄枝比众树枝有什么好处呢？第二节
，verse 2， Son of man, how is the wood of the vine better than any other wood? The vine branch which is among the trees of the forest。
第三节说，其上可以取木料做什么功用呢？可以起来做钉子挂什么器皿吗
？Verse 3 is wood taken from it to make any object, or can man make a peg from it to hang any vessel on?
没有用。
It is useless.
如果是要拿来做器具的，要钉东西的，一定要用香柏树。
And if you wanted to make if you wanted to hang anything or make anything out of the wood, then you need to use the cedar tree.
香柏树，那如果是葡萄树，他说没有用，最后怎么拿来烧啊
？And so this the grapevine is useless. It will just be taken to be burned.
所以一定是要结果子。
And so we must bear fruit.
今天我们神对我们的要求就是我们能够在生活当中结出果子来荣耀神。
And so today God's requirement of us is that we bear fruit to glorify God.
那一个人生命如果丰盛，他会结果子，会有什么结果呢
？And so if today if we have an abundant life and we bear fruit,
一定会带给周围的人有恩典、有喜乐。
Then we will bring joy to those around us.
你看，今天一个结果子人，大家都会很喜欢跟他在一起。
If we look today at a person who bears a lot of fruits, many people will like to be with them.
然后他会带给别人喜爱，他还会喜爱人。
And then he will bring love to others, and he will love others.
你看今天在圣经里面记载几个人物啊，都是得到神跟得到人的喜爱。
And so if we look at the Bible, there are a few people recorded that they receive the favor from God and men.
那他们的生命都很丰盛。
And their lives are very abundant.
圣经里面在讲主耶稣基督啊。
The Bible talks about Jesus Christ.
在路加福音讲主耶稣真的从小就是得到人跟神的喜爱，而且他身量跟智慧一起增长。
And in Luke it says that Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and men.
在创世纪里面，这次神学班所查考的人物啊，约瑟就是一个非常好的例子。
And then so in Genesis.Joseph, who we've been studying, he's a very good example.
他每到一个地方去，都是那里的人很喜欢的人。
Everywhere he went, he was looked with favor upon.
他每到一个地方，都为那个地方带来恩典。
And then wherever he went, he brought blessings to that place.
每一个跟他相处的人都很喜爱他。
And everyone who interacted with him liked him a lot.
他的生命真的很丰盛。
His life was truly very abundant.
让我们觉得说，他像一个宝藏一样。
And then so,
像一个宝藏 treasure.
And he's like a treasure.
很能觉得很珍贵，很珍惜的。
And it is something that is very precious.
所以 现在看出啊，《使徒行传》第七章。
And、so we look at Acts chapter 7.
使徒行传第七章。
Acts chapter 7.
这个在，这是在那个斯提版在跟这犹太同胞见证的时候，他讲的，他引出来的。
And so this is something that Stephen said while he was talking to the Jews.
我们看第九节。
Verse 9.
使徒行传第七章九节。
Chapter 7, verse, Acts chapter 7, verse 9.
先祖嫉妒约瑟，把他卖到埃及去，神却与他同在。第十节
verse 10,
救他脱离一切苦难，又使他在埃及王法老面前得恩典，有智慧，法老就派他做埃及国的宰相，监管全家。这里看到第九节第十节说神与约瑟同在。
So from here, verse 9 and 10, we see that God was with Joseph.
神真的 很爱约瑟。
And so God truly loved Joseph very much.
然后之后呢，那个第十节那个法老也很爱约瑟。
And then after, in verse 10, it says that Pharaoh also loved Joseph.
他看到神在他身上所给他的恩典跟智慧。
And he saw all the favor and wisdom that God had given him.
然后就派他做埃及国的宰相，监管全家。
He made him governor over Egypt and all over his house.
你看，所以约瑟的生命，你让我们觉得说很羡慕。
And so Joseph's life, we can admire it.
这个就是一个生命丰盛的表现。
And this is a manifestation of his abundant life.
得到神，得到人的喜爱。
Is that he has this favor with both God and men.
然后呢，这个生命丰盛一定是经得起考验的。
And then this abundant life, it can go through trials.
就像这个树栽在溪水旁。
And it is like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water.
很炎热的气候来到的时候不会倒，也不会枯干。
That when the when very high temperatures come, it will not wither nor will it fall.
在耶利米书第十七章里面这样写。
And in Jeremiah chapter 17 it says.
看耶利米书十七章。
Jeremiah chapter 17.
十七章的第八节。
Chapter 17 verse 8.
然后他必像树栽在水旁，在河边扎根。炎热来到，他并不惧怕。叶子能必清脆，在干旱之年毫无挂虑，而且结果不止。这里提到这个树啊，是真的是在不管在什么时候，它都不会枯干哦，叶子一样很清脆哦。
So here it talks about this tree, and this tree, its leaf is always green.
生命非常的丰盛，就是它不管在什么环境里面，它都可以站得住。
And so this tree, and so having an abundant life, that whatever circumstances, it will be able to stand.
我们今天在主耶稣基督里面的生命，其实也会有患难的。
And today, being in Jesus Christ, we will still run into trials.
所以主耶稣跟门徒说啊。
And so Jesus told the disciples,
你们将来以后会有患难。
And one day you will have trials.
因为我经过患难，你们也会经过患难。
Because I have gone through trials, you will go through trials.
但是不要害怕。
But do not be afraid.
我已经胜过世界。
But I have overcome the world.
你们在我里面一定会有平安。
And if you are in me, then you will have peace.
所以今天我们在主耶稣里面有生命。
And so today in Jesus Christ, we have life.
我们的生命一定是经得起考验的。
And our life, it will go through trials.
因为有考验过的生命，才会越发显出它真的是与众不同。
Because a life that has gone through trials, then they can truly show that it is different.
今天如果我们真的生命很丰盛，我们在不管在试炼当中，在病痛当中，我们都不会发怨言。
If today in our life it is very abundant, then when we go through trials, whether it be sickness or others, then we will never complain.
而会满心感谢。
But we will give thanks from our hearts.
相信说神在我生命的意义一定可以实现。
Because we believe that the meaning of God will truly be manifest in us.
你看约瑟的一生也是一样。
And so we look at Joseph, it is the same.
经历了很多他的兄弟所没有经历过的。
That he went through so much that his brothers did not go through.
年纪轻轻的就已经被卖掉。
That when he was young, he was already sold.
经历了当奴隶。
And then he was made a slave.
当被关在监牢里面的囚犯。
He was put into jail as a criminal.
而且都是被冤枉去的。
And then it was all, he was all wrongly accused.
我们如果在仔细思考他的一生的时候，发现说他这个生命，今天我们很难有人再能够重复他的生命的过程。
And so if we look at his life closely, then today it would be very difficult for anybody to replicate his life.
经过这么严厉的考验。
He has gone through such a harsh training.
这个就是为什么神让他担当了别人所没办法担当的责任。
And so this is why God gave him this responsibility that no one else could undertake.
后来他就成为他这个整个家庭的拯救者。
And so he became the savior of his entire household.
这是因为他生命丰盛，他经得起考验。
Because his life was abundant, he was able to go through these trials.
所以今天我们从圣经里面所看到这些道理。
And so today we look at these truths from the Bible.
我们一定要能够得到一些提醒。
And we must have some reminders.
那我们知道怎么样在主耶稣基督里面
that we can know how we can be in Jesus Christ.
我们今天有多么有福气。
And how blessed we are.
我们要努力的追求。
That we must pursue diligently.
要怎么样得到呢？我们下一次有机会再继续分享。
And then, so how do we get our abundant life? We will talk about next time.
我们现在一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
377首。
377。
My feet, one thought remains amazingly sweet. Nothing is Lord of me. Nothing is Lord of me. Nothing is Lord of me. What see I fears when thou art here, and think is Lord of me. The cares of life come thronging fast.Upon my soul their shadows cast, their gloom reminds my heart at last, thou thinkest, Lord, of me. Thou thinkest, Lord, of me. Thou thinkest, Lord, of me. What need I fear when thou art near, and thinkest, Lord, of me.Shadows come, let shadows go. Let life be bright or dark with hope. I am content, for this I know. Thou thinkest, Lord, of me. Thou thinkest, Lord, of me. Thou thinkest, Lord, of me. What need I fear when thou art near, and thinkest, Lord, of me.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在做安息节早上聚会结束前的祷告。
So now we're going to make a concluding prayer for the Sabbath morning service.
感谢主耶稣基督所赏赐给我们的生命。
We thank God that He has given us this life.
祈求主耶稣基督用他的圣灵来带领我们活出更丰盛的生命。
And we ask Jesus Christ to use His Holy Spirit to guide us to live a more abundant life.
祷告当中也为我们在这里的学员祷告。
And in our prayer, let us also remember the students that we have here.
让我们每一个学员在经过这些训练之后，真的让他们的生命越来越成熟，越丰盛。
So that their lives after they have gone through this training can become more mature and more abundant.
将来都能够成为在教会里面很重要的工人。
So that they can become important holy workers of the church.
先一起跪下同心祷告。
Let us all kneel down and pray in one accord.